This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the radio waves, take control of those airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The government of Cameroon, not so happy about a group of English-speaking Cameroonians declaring their independence. And, apparently the country that they're forming is... been around for a little while. The term is Ambazonia, and we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. They declared independence on the 1st of this month, and of course the government is saying that that declaration carries no legal weight, and they're going to crack some heads in order to prove their point.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't carry any legal weight, but the government adds, the governments everywhere add validity to these things by going and cracking heads. That's true in, is it Caledonia?
No. Now you've messed me up on that. Spain, Catalonia.
Caledonia. Excuse me.
Caledonia is like a moon or something.
I can't remember that. Anyway, they're doing it in Catalonia. They're doing it in Cameroon. They've done it worldwide all the time.
We're going to get you more details on what's happening over in Cameroon. It's yet another one of the burgeoning independence movements in the world at the moment. But first, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Doug is listening in Philadelphia.
Hey,
Doug, what station are you listening to there?
I think it's up by about 1350.
Is this Doug Sattell?
No.
No? All right, what are you calling about tonight?
Hey, I was a loan officer in North Jersey, and I got fired by my boss, like a whistleblower thing. He told me you weren't supposed to be talking about this and this and this. So I went down, and I tried to start over. I was in Charleston, and I was approached by a guy. He said, listen, we're going to give you a clean slate, but there's no talking about anything, and they keep basically telling me I'm going to get fired from my job if I talk about this or this. I was wondering if you guys had any contact, what you do in a situation like that.
If you are, you're being threatened that you might get fired from your job,
yeah,
if you
actually,
talk about...
Yeah, I actually reported these guys. They told me, look, if you tell anybody, we're going to basically put a contract on your life. And he says, we took a bribe, and you're not supposed to tell anybody. And I basically recorded all that and had those recordings. And I was wondering,
where can people hear those recordings?
On Doug,
S-I-T-T. Yeah, you're banned from the show, dude. I told you that last night. Told you that you were banned for 2 months. Now you're going to be gone for 4 months. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. At least the other guy who's banned from the show respects the ban. That guy has violated it first night out. Let's go to William in Texas. And we don't ban people lightly from this show, by the way. It doesn't happen very often. Go ahead, William. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I hope all's well.
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got to commend you guys. Like, it just seems like political activism is just exhausting, man.
Sure is.
I feel like I feel like I could burn Bibles in front of Christians and get less of a reaction, you know?
Well, you'll get plenty of reaction.
What are you doing that is so frustrating?
No, I commend you guys for doing it. That's my point, because I don't have the energy to do it, you know?
You're not even doing anything. Okay, gotcha.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. And, it can be frustrating, and it is exhausting. I mean, especially when, you know, it feels like you're not getting anywhere, when you're running up against politicians who, they are sticks in the mud, they are not interested in changing their minds, and, you know, it took us a long time just here in New Hampshire to get the most weak decriminalization bill for cannabis through the state legislature, and it's just because people aren't willing to change. They're not easy to change. They're not easy to motivate and to inform.
That's what I was going to get at. It's got to even be harder. It's hard enough to persuade somebody from Chevy to Ford or whatever. you know, if you wanted to, but like it's going to be daggum way harder to, you know, even make people open their eyes to new ideals, you know, that are truth.
No doubt.
That are
no
truth.
Doubt.
Especially as politicians, and when it comes to politicians, they're usually getting paid on the, you know, it's in some way or another, they're receiving some kind of compensation, be it psychological or monetary or, you know, just perks or whatever it is, by maintaining the set status quo. The status quo
sure.
is profitable.
Well worded, Mark. Well worded. And so I came to kind of thank you guys for your activity and thank other people that are, you know, that help us in this world, and as doctors and butt doctors and feet doctors and all, you know, all aspects of
the butt doctors do not get enough thanking. That's for sure.
I'm serious about that. Yeah, you know, because anyway,
I'm serious about don't get enough thanking. That's for sure.
Who's 8 years old thinking I want to look at that when I grow up a lot and deal
that's
with
a darn good question.
That?
Where does that come
yeah.
from?
I don't know. I wish I could get 8-year-olds to talk about that stuff.
What? Thanks for the call tonight, William. I appreciate hearing from you. It's good that he's appreciative, but really, you know, we need more people who are willing to do things, who are willing to put up with the frustrations of the system, because unfortunately, the system is not going to just go away on its own. People fully believe in the status quo, the government that we have, and they're going to move ahead with their belief system. That is, they believe in this mythical thing, this government, the state, this idea that somehow people have imbued with almost like a godlike deity kind of system, if you will.
Even though it's wiser than the rest of us.
Yeah, even though it's just people that
yes.
are come together and have no accountability.
People
right.
who are not responsible for their own actions. In what crazy world, the people who are not particularly responsible for their own actions, is that going to create a good organization?
Indeed. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Luckily, we've got libertarians, people who are like us, who are migrating to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on for, well, I mean, you could argue it's been going on for decades, but organized in an organized fashion, it's been going on for the past 15 years or so here in New Hampshire. And we've got thousands of people who have pledged to make the move here. Thousands have already come here. And hopefully many more thousands are on their way and planning their moves and buying houses and looking for places to rent. Because if we can get enough people who think like we do, who believe in liberty, who believe that, you know, the government should leave people alone, that or that it shouldn't exist at all, but, you know, small government people to no government people, these people are coming here, and the more of them that we can get concentrated in one geographic area, the more effective we're going to be at changing that status quo. Because once liberty becomes popular, once the ideas of freedom become accepted by a majority of the population, that's when you're going to see...
In a given geographic area.
Yeah, in a given area. That's when you're going to see people coming on board and acting like they've always been there. And that, oh yeah, I've always been a libertarian. But I just didn't want to say anything because I was scared.
Yeah, well, I think we can all say that the Democrats have their areas, right? There's plenty of places that you can go where Republicans are basically a minor party.
California.
Well, yeah, parts of California. The legislature in California is certainly populated by Democrats, enough of them.
Sure. And the bulk of the population in the cities outweighs all the people in the
it does.
Lower population.
There are places in California you can go that are quite Republican, but they're still under a Democratic state government.
Right.
A Democratic state government that has to balance the budget, but has figured out how to fudge around the edges plenty. There are plenty of Republican places to go in America, too. Texas is comes right off the top of my head, right? Like, you can go there and you'll be very, very Republican. Those people have their places. Libertarians don't have a place. Well, we do have New Hampshire, which is the freest state in the union, as rated by the Cato Institute, the Mercatus Center, these other organizations through the freedom of the 50 states. And we're just trying to make it, to preserve that freedom and to clarify it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, iol.co.za, ZA being South Africa, reporting in an opinion piece by Azad Essa. Discharge of bullets, stunted screams, and fallen comrades. Then the arrests began. By the morning, when the smoke and dust had cleared, the local newspaper headline screamed, "Tears and bloodshed in Northwest, Southwest." This is not about Monday's massacre in Las Vegas. America has a gun-toting addiction, a white supremacist, and a locally bred terror problem that remains willfully ignored. The world need not revolve around their constant hypocrisy and stubbornness. Instead, we turn our gaze on the events in our own backyard, southwestern and northwestern Cameroon, where a call for independence at the weekend reached a fever pitch, resulting in the unfortunate loss of lives.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about independence, this time for the folks in southwestern Cameroon. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our number again, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Check out saveitpurse.com. If you want to save big time on Amazon, you can save 10, 15, 20, 25%, even more. If you use saveitpurse.com, and as of tonight, or as of earlier today, our listeners can no longer use the link for the U.S. Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon broke up with us.
They did.
Today after more than a decade of sending them however many, I don't know how many. It would be interesting to see how many tens of thousands of dollars, because, you know, we've brought in for Free Talk Live a decent amount of money from the Amazon program. I mean, it usually was like in the several hundreds in the Christmas season, upwards of $1,000 to $2,000 per month. So, you know, it was doing very well, and that's because of listeners like you who went shopping there through that link. That is now done. And the reason why Amazon... they actually gave a reason. They didn't have to, but they gave a reason. And it would have actually looked better for them if they hadn't given a reason,
yes.
Because the reason they gave was ridiculous. and I don't have the words in front of me directly, but
essentially driving people to an affiliate link was the problem.
Well, they said specifically telling people that going to the Amazon link would benefit Free Talk Live, would, you know, help our website or whatever. Saying that was a violation, they say, of their terms of service.
Isn't that what an affiliate link is?
You would think. And we've been doing that for the entire, you know, 11 years or however long it's been. I'm pretty sure we started that before we moved to New Hampshire.
Yep.
However long it's been, we've been doing that the entire time. And they've sort of flirted with breaking up with us before on a couple of occasions. Like, they would send us an email bitching about something.
Right. Well, I mean, look, Amazon wasn't nearly as big of a company. Did not have the stranglehold that it does on the economy, you know, then as it did now. It's been more than 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they don't need affiliates. They don't necessarily want affiliates.
Because they got to cut 8% or 7%.
Right, they got a 7 or 8% off to us, right. So they want to get rid of affiliates. They're just looking for excuses.
Yep, and that's what they did. So they broke up with us today. So thank you to everybody who has shopped with us at Amazon. Now, if you want to buy stuff through Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com. You can still get the same stuff you want, and you'll save 10, 15, 20%, which I do all the time, by the way. And it's awesome. The trick, though, with saveitpurse.com is you have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to be able to get those discounts. So if you don't have Bitcoin, you still want to buy stuff to help Free Talk Live, well, you can now go to walmart.freetalklive.com. And actually, I set this up a couple years ago, but because we were doing so well with Amazon, we never really put much time into promoting it. But we do have a Walmart affiliate account. And again, you just go to walmart.freetalklive.com. They don't pay out as much as Amazon did. I think it's 4% with Walmart. But it's better to have that than nothing. And Walmart, of course, you know them. They've got a huge selection, all kinds of stuff. They will ship right to you or ship to store. You can go pick it up.
Right. I mean, so if it's something big, often you can get it at the store, and in some cases more quickly than
no shipping
can get it
to costs either when they do that. So anyway, you go to saveitpurse.com if you want to save on Amazon. If you want to buy stuff without cryptocurrencies, just go to walmart.freetalklive.com.
I may be dropping that Amazon Prime subscription. What's the point in having it?
Yeah. Well, you can always get Netflix, right?
Yeah.
All right, so 855, 450, free. As we continue here, let's talk to John. He's in New York, and we'll talk more about Cameroon and their independence movement here in moments. John, you're listening to WAUB.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, John, you're on the radio.
Yes, sir. I'm grateful to call in. I was listening to you earlier. We were talking about some guy that has a disability. And first of all, let me just explain. I'm the author of a book called The Autistic Holocaust. My name's Johnny Micah. I've already spoke to 30 million people on the radio, and I have a severe disability. I get beat up over it. I get discriminated over it. And I live in a small town. You talk about freedoms in New Hampshire. I live in the worst place for freedoms there is. This is Mayberry RFD. I've been pulled over 30 times, no less than 30 times, in the last 40 days.
Wow.
That's pretty
impressive. On my bicycle, no less. There must be no crime in this town.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, you do live in New York, so... I mean, that does kind of explain
yeah,
something.
All right, this is the worst place to live business-wise, cash-wise. You know, everybody's falling out of here like a pit, okay?
Why are you still there?
Yeah, Why? Yeah. Because this is the most beautiful. This is the most beautiful region, and wherever I go, I got to take
me. I don't buy it.
This is what I've learned. Well, I don't disagree. I've been listening.
Everywhere is beautiful, man. It just depends on what you like. There's
and
all
if you like mountains and trees, they've got those in New Hampshire.
Well, you don't have the Finger Lakes. Well, you don't have the Finger Lakes where you're at. We got the cleanest water too, and we got one of the best educational systems right around the corner from me. Now in Rochester, I'll give you an example. They got a 95% failure rate. And we just lost 17 schools their funding because they couldn't meet their standards. So, the schools are shutting down here, but right around us, right in this natural area where I'm at, it's only indigenous to this part of the whole world is the Finger Lakes region. And it's amazing. It's absolutely phenomenal. That alone is worth living. Plus, I like the cold. I like the hot. Now, I can pick up and move to New Hampshire, and I'm going to encourage people to do that. And I'm going to come out, and I want to visit you personally on my bicycle and a car. I travel all over the country. I'm going to California to visit a friend of mine who's dying of cancer. And, I'm just going far. I'm just, I got like 10 businesses. I just hired 100 people to work for me. And so I'm doing very well financially. But I have a disability. And so I want to tell you, you touched upon me that struck a nerve earlier.
Sure.
And that's the fact that you talked about, at least he's got his own job. He can't get fired. Well, listen, one thing missing from my resume is I haven't had a job in 12 years because nobody will hire me. So I decided to start. My dad told me, John, whatever you do, and listen carefully, whatever you do, make sure you love it. Because if you don't, it's going to make you old and sick. He was right. Mm. God bless his heart.
Yep, that's good advice.
I said, what do I like to do? I like to ride my bike. I like to ride my bike. So I said, what can I do to make money riding my bike? So I have a business like Uber Bike. It's the only one in the whole state. It's the only one in the whole country. Absolutely. There's nothing going on like this in the world.
What is it? What do you do with it?
I've got like 14 different businesses. You can't just limit yourself on one thing.
Sure.
There was a book written by called The Brady Bunch. And if you look it up, you Google it, whatever, this guy self-taught his kids because he pulled them out of the school district because the schools were doing it. There's an injustice there. You know it. You talk about it all the time. I mean, we have to self. We're our own best doctors. Doctors are the third reason, leading reason people die. They're the third reason. You don't need a doctor unless it's a medical emergency. And in that case, you take a 40% harm rate. Doctors have killed over 500,000 people.
Now, John, you're kind of all over the map here. What is the, Uber? What is the Uber bike? Because is it like a big bike where there's like a sidecar or something like that? Or like there's – what is an Uber bike?
Well, imagine, if you will, just a regular bicycle, a nice bicycle, like a $1,500 unit.
All right.
And it's got a cart on the back of it. I can tow up to 1,000 pounds. I can put people in it and pick them up from the bars when they're drunk.
Wow.
I do their grocery shopping. I have my own laundromat, so I pick up the laundry. I do it. I live on 3% of my income. I give 97% of my income away.
That's amazing.
And I make
so you're doing deliveries. You're doing deliveries of people.
Yes,
you're doing deliveries of food.
Right. It's called the courier. The couriers. That's my business. I'm president of the Ray Ray Foundation. We bring awareness to autistic awareness. And so we raise money for a foundation here. And I'll
John, you'll have to call us another night and tell us more. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And that's, great story. Talking about creating your own business, doing your own thing, taking the thing you love and somehow parlaying that into a living. That's, I think, everybody's dream, right? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In toll free and bring up anything you want on this live Saturday edition with Ian
and Mark.
And our toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you are listening to Free Talk Live later on via podcast, for instance, in the iTunes or Stitcher or some other platform that has the ability to rate Free Talk Live, and you have not yet taken the time to rate us, please just take a moment, maybe a minute or however long it takes, probably not very long, to hit a star rating. If you have an extra moment, then go ahead and write us a review on
It's really platforms. Meaningful. It really it changed the algorithm that they look at there. And I think the best way to write a review is just sort of tell people what they're going to get with Free Talk Live, you know, libertarian talk show, open lines, that kind of thing.
Indeed. And we appreciate it when you do that, because it helps drive new listeners to Free Talk Live, which means new people finding the ideas of freedom who otherwise might not have, if not for your review. So please take a moment, leave a rating, leave a review on whatever platform you happen to listen to us later on. If you're a listener on the radio, then a way you can help us is by contacting your local radio station that airs Free Talk Live and tell them real nicely that you appreciate it. And ask them, if we don't already carry us 7 nights a week, to take us on more nights, which would be awesome. Because some stations only take us on Saturday or Sunday or both, and they don't take the weekday show. But they could, if they hear nice things from you. So that's another way you can help. Anyway, we appreciate it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Stefan is in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Yes, earlier I had heard you guys talking about California and how it's basically a liberal, you know, cesspool. And then Mark had mentioned, well, what about the other parts of California? And I know you're very interested in secession. Have you ever heard of the proposed state of Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we had one of their guys call the show a few times, several times.
And I wonder, I'm sure you've also heard of the Yes California initiative as well.
So for listeners that don't know, the state of Jefferson includes the northern portions of California and the southern portion of some of Oregon, as I understand it. The Yes California campaign is now over, but there is a newer version of that that is a group of people that are looking to secede California from the United States, whereas the state of Jefferson wants to secede from California and become its own state. The other California secession movement actually wants to have California become its own nation, which is the Yes California, now known as something else because the guy who founded Yes California moved to Russia.
Which is what I found interesting, because if something like that were to happen, where the state of Jefferson were to form and California were to secede, that would play a very key role in elections, in my opinion.
What would play a key role? The state of Jefferson, if it were allowed to be a 51st state?
Well, yeah, and think about it. If California were to secede, that's 55 electoral votes gone. But the state of Jefferson, if it were to stay in with its population after the 2020 census, that would be 5 votes that would stay. And as you know, California gives a huge, huge, huge advantage to Democratic candidates in presidential elections.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion that they will take those 55. Let me ask you this. I don't know how many electoral college seats there are supposed to be. Is it a static number?
At the moment, it's 538. The last time there was a change was back in 1972, where I believe it went from 269 to 270.
So would it not 269, 270? Okay. Would it not then that those 55 electoral votes that California had toward California to secede then be distributed among the existing states, because California would no longer be the second most populous state in the union, or first most populous?
It's most populous.
Yeah, first most populous state in the union, it would be California, the Republic of California, and therefore Texas would be the most populous state, and Florida would be the second most populous, and New York the third.
New York was number three.
It was, and it lost that.
It's after Florida.
Because not only
people are leaving.
Is a hellhole where ice falls from the sky like it does here in New Hampshire, but on top of that, it is a socialist, bureaucratic, autocratic hellhole where ice falls from the sky.
Right.
The only thing good about it is essentially the rich socialites that believe that they have to live there in order to talk to the other rich socialites.
And that's what I was thinking about earlier, was potentially these votes would be sprinkled around. Now, how they would be distributed is anyone's guess. But I think it's an example of how I think the Electoral College as a whole in presidential elections is just a terrible idea. Because the Democratic candidate has a major advantage, because all they have to do in a state is win the big cities, and then they win that state by a landslide of a big majority of the time, places like California, New York. You know, upstate New York has almost no voice in any presidential
election.
But
in this circumstance with Trump, the Democrat lost because of the Electoral College. And
yeah,
so
and that's
far,
unfair too, yeah.
The instances where I believe that was the same was with Bush in 2000, Bush won the election, but he did
That's
so
right.
with a minority. He had the fewest votes, fewer votes than Gore.
Correct.
Think about it like this. If California wasn't a part of the presidential election,
yeah,
Trump would have won the popular vote.
That's correct.
And Hillary Clinton could have won California without the amount of votes she got. She was just lucky enough to get a huge turnout in these very, very blue states.
So if you get rid of the Electoral College, you will then get a more alter the Electoral College to essentially offer a certain amount of electorates based on the percentage of votes. Then you'll basically just get a democracy, a Democratic vote, and then that'll give Democrats an advantage. I'm not looking to give Democrats or Republicans an advantage.
I'd like
I just understand why places like New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island would never agree to this.
Well, I'd like to see a that's not what I think. I don't think it should be purely popular vote, but I'd like to see a system like, I don't know if you know how it works in like Maine or Nebraska, where the congressional districts allocate their votes, where every congressional district gets their own vote as well as the state at large.
I'd like a system like the Aztecs had, where the rulers had their heart cut out to satisfy the gods.
Thanks for the call, Stefan. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'd like to have no system whatsoever. I have no love for the Washington, D.C., any kind of rearrangement of the deck chairs on that particular Titanic. I'm not interested in changing things there. I just want them to go away. I want them to leave people alone. I want to see secession. I want to see California secede. I want to see Texas secede. I want to see Vermont, New Hampshire, Hawaii, every state with a secession movement get out of the United States federal government. It is going to fail. It is failing. It has failed. It is just a matter of when the, you know, unfunded mandates and all the debt and
$20 trillion in debt, as far as I'm concerned, is a failure. Trump had his mandate to lower the debt, and he's asked for the ceiling to go up. He made some dumb deal with the Democrats in order to get it to happen. I think it's laughable. whatever it is that they could possibly want, more guns, more walls, more whatever, isn't worth more debt. The the growth of the nation rides on the debt to GDP ratio. We are well above it. We make Greece look financially solvent, and it's really sad that this once great nation people are all worried about black folks not standing up for their favorite song, but they don't have any particular problem with the fact that the debt keeps going up. I mean, that's what people are not being held, the politicians are not being held responsible for.
Well, and you really can't hold them responsible. I mean, all you can really do is get somebody else and put them in the chair, and then they'll be just like the guy they replaced.
It's got to be the message that's sent over and over again.
Well, that ain't working.
No, it's not.
Let's continue here. Scott is in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Scott.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. I walked back into the room as the caller just before the bottom of the hour came off. I don't recall his name.
It's all right. What's the,
we don't either. Go
ahead. The idea?
What was he? I'm not sure what he was calling about. Did he say he had Down syndrome?
It wasn't clear. You're referring to the guy who had a disability?
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy earlier who claimed he had BPD, borderline personality disorder, but then there was another guy.
ADD.
There was another guy who had written a book about autism who also said he was disabled, but I don't think he was clear on what it was.
Sounds like it was autism, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, Scott, I don't know where you're going with this, so hang on. We'll give you a chance to clarify here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Also, want to remind you about blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is the Blink home security system. You can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. Now, what do you want a Blink cam for? Well, it sits in a room and points in the direction you want it to, and then when somebody comes into that room, motion is made, a little notice will pop up on your phone, and you can actually watch that thing happen after the fact. You can even monitor the cameras live from your phone as
well.
Yeah,
if your dog, you want to check in on your dog or something, sure.
Yeah, so it's a home security system, but it doesn't involve a bunch of wiring and a time-consuming setup, which, if you've ever looked into home security systems, is usually the hardest part.
About, I think the cost is generally the hardest part. This is not anywhere near those costs.
Well, I mean, you can get home security systems for several hundred dollars.
Now,
but, yeah,
now you can.
Yeah. But you still got to have a professional install those things, and, you know, it's a hassle. This is super easy, Mark. You were able to install yours within, like, 10 minutes.
I'm by no means a tech guru.
Exactly. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue with Scott, he's in South Carolina listening in Charleston to WTMA. Scott, you were calling in regarding disability, and I'm not sure where you were trying to go, so go ahead.
Well, like I said, I walked back in the room just as that call was beginning, the call just before the bottom of the hour, and I was trying to follow it. I thought he said he had Down syndrome, and then he said he had 10 businesses.
Okay, that guy. Yeah, the guy with the businesses.
Had been stopped by the police 30 times in 40 days, which I thought was real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked
it's pretty
to hear
impressive.
About that.
Yep. As I said, I invited the guy to call another time with more. I mean, we did talk to him for a little bit, but what did you want to call about?
Well, I was just confused about the whole, but I mean, he's very industrious. And later in the call, he owned 14 businesses, so he must have opened four while he was talking to you guys. But I was just, the whole call seemed a little bit crazy, and I was, like I said, I walked in just as the call.
Well, we don't have a sanity requirement for our callers, so sometimes we do take
That's
crazy calls.
That's why I'm allowed to call.
There you go, Scott. Hey, thanks for the
Thank
call
you,
tonight,
gentlemen.
Man. I appreciate hearing from you. Speaking of that, let's go to Wallace in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallace.
Hi, guys. I got a good one for you. I think this is going to top any deprivation of civil rights that you guys have ever heard.
All right, you got to keep it short, Wallace. Go ahead.
Yep. In the Northeast, there's a person that apparently rubbed the officials the wrong way. And the state police and the Department of Motor Vehicles decided that they were going to put this guy sort of out of business. So he concocted a scenario and talked about mental deficiencies, et cetera. Eventually, after the dust settled and there was a hearing at the parent agency of motor vehicles, but they've now ordered this guy to submit to a physical exam and a mental health exam. And he's got to prove that he's fit to drive. Now, do you take all these scenarios of road rage and what have you, you take the most stable person in the world, and how are you going to ask a forensic psychiatrist, whoever is the top in the world, to certify that you, Ian, you, Mark, are mentally fit to drive? I rest my case.
I would think that you would take sort of a bell curve, right? And you'd say that the top 80% of people... What's that?
That's not good enough. They don't want to see the statistics. And I'll throw another thing in. This is in a Northeast portion of the United States state. They say that because this person, like myself, is an amputee, that's how I came upon this situation, that because he's an amputee and because he's been a little bit of a heavy activist, that this is the probable cause. They won't listen to statistics. I've been trying to help this person. But until this person submits to a mental health and physical exam at his own expense, he cannot drive for the rest of his life.
Wow. That's terrible.
Tell me if there's anything what is that going on in? What state?
I can't tell you. Can't tell you, but I can tell you it's in the Northeast.
Okay.
And it's a mistake. You guys mentioned New York, you know, where I am in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard all kinds of horror stories. I used to work for New York City Legal Aid as a senior investigator, senior paralegal. I've never seen something like this that you can't imagine how this person can defend that he's mentally fit to drive. They won't accept virtually anything except the psychiatrist that's going to come in and say, hey, this guy is mentally fit to drive. But suppose you were that psychiatrist, and suppose I turned around and did a fender bender with you, and you know me, and I get out, and I go over, and I hold a gun to your son's head.
Sounds like you're not mentally fit to drive.
And basically, you're going to react in whatever way you're going to go. And I'll tell you, if you don't react, you're mentally unfit to drive.
I don't know what that has to do with a psychiatrist certifying that you're mentally fit to drive, though, Wallace. That's what's confusing me here is that, I mean, you know, if everybody's mentally fit to drive that has a driver's license, then you should only have to be as sane as the average person, right?
But the question is, as you know, some people, no names mentioned, are too happy. And basically, if I were you and I held the gun to your kid's head and you react accordingly, I would say that basically, you know, you're probably in the billionth percentile or maybe even bigger, that you're not going to, notwithstanding your felony conviction, you're not going to turn around from a driving standpoint while you're driving, react in such a way that you murder somebody like you did how many years ago or whatever. What I'm saying to you is your conviction down in Florida, I believe, would be something that if a cop didn't like you in New Hampshire, he or she could turn around and contact DMV and ask that you prove that you're mentally fit to drive.
That's scary. Thank you, Wallace, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. It's shocking to me. I mean, I'd never heard of that before. Normally when you go and you take a driver's test, you just have to know, you know, the facts of how to drive, and you have to show them that you can do the basics on a course, and then they give you this card that says that you can drive. They don't ask you to take a psychological examination, and the fact that they could ask somebody to do that is a little disturbing.
I think that they need to be able to ask people whether they have, there are people who are not, sane enough to drive. Would you agree?
I don't know.
I don't know?
I mean, if you can drive, then you can drive. If you can't, then you can't. I mean, what does sanity have to do with it?
Okay, well, there's a difference between turning a key and turning a steering wheel and driving. Okay, so driving means that you do not put other people on the road in danger.
Sure.
But,
you're saying a person could take unnecessary risks if they were insane, perhaps?
Sure.
Okay.
There's all kinds of things that could happen. They might be seeing things that aren't exactly in front of them. Do you think that might be a problem
on the road? That could be a problem,
yeah.
Sure.
There's the voices in their head may be telling them things as they're, going past the school bus full of children. Kind of thing is, yeah.
But absolutely. Should everybody with voices in their head be prohibited from driving?
Look,
or does it depend on what the voices say?
The problem here isn't that the government gives licenses. The problem here is that the government steals from everyone to make the roads. If they steal from me to make the roads, then I should be able to drive on them no matter my state because they took them from me to build the roads. Money from me to build the roads. They should have their roads should be based on supply and demand as everything else is in the marketplace. And, of course, the government can't do that.
I mean, if we took crazy people off the roads, it'd be pretty empty. I mean, there's a lot of crazy drivers out there.
No, I think that's just what other people, diagnosing other people from cars.
Mm-hmm.
No, I disagree.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I'm not comfortable with the idea that some government shrink gets to determine whether or not somebody gets to essentially have a living.
I see the problem.
You know, that's a huge problem. Especially if they, like Wallace was saying, if they don't like you, well, then they can just decide you're crazy.
Right.
Decide you
can't drive.
That's
what they did in the Soviet Union with the gulags, right?
So, out of time for tonight, but I do still want to cover this Cameroonian story, so maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. You can also take control of the airwaves. Then, in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.